Hi there, this is Jacob Msiba, the Senior Pastor of Builders Church. I just want to thank you for taking time to listen to our podcast today, and I trust that it will bless and build your spirit. Enjoy the message, and God bless you.
We shall see the glory of the Lord, and it's April, and of course we are experiencing the glory of God already with so many things that are happening in our lives. Now, after we've experienced such a great Passover experience last weekend, the greatest injustice that can ever happen is for us to just simply go back to our lives, business as usual, and not to see God's hand, God's power, taking us from what we have experienced last week. Between Jesus' resurrection and his ascension, as we are looking forward to celebrating Ascension Day in the next couple of weeks, you don't want to miss that one as well. We do believe that we are going to have a great time in the presence of God. You know, after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, God did not rush to take Jesus back to heaven. The Bible clearly tells us that there were 40 days that he spent together with his disciples, showing himself to many people. They had to touch him. They had to hear him speak. He had to perform other miracles. The Bible tells us again, in the book of John, that they could not even write all of the miracles that he performed even after his resurrection. But the disciples who were there, they saw the miracles, they experienced the miracles. And for me, I think one of the greatest miracles was that, because after his resurrection, he was given a glorified body. You know, in John chapter number 1, the Bible says the word became flesh and we beheld his glory, but that was the kind of glory that was downgraded. Amen. We know that right at the end, he tells God, he said, glorify me with the very same glory that we had even before the foundations of the earth. And he was given the glorified body. And with that body, Jesus was not limited to physical limitations that he had before his resurrection. The Bible tells us that he would appear in rooms when the doors were locked, but the disciples would just see him standing right in front of them. And for 40 days, he hung around, and then eventually he ascended on high. Those were glorious days, Barcelona. Can you imagine hanging out with Jesus Christ after his resurrection? Hanging out with somebody that it was confirmed that he died, that it was confirmed that he was buried, it was confirmed that he rose back up again. He's alive, he's here, and we are given an opportunity to go and to see him and to touch him. And to feel him and just to confirm that he is risen. Soldiers were given bribes so that they can spread false news about his resurrection. He hung around just so that those who had that story from the soldiers will still have an opportunity to go and look for him and see him for themselves. And let us just maybe call those days, those 40 days, the 40 days of glory, amen, of which I want us to declare over our lives, even over this time until we are going to celebrate the ascension, that we are walking and we are living in the 40 days of the glory of God. May I pray that we will experience the glory of God like we've never experienced it before. And I want us to believe it for ourselves. Believe it for yourself. Believe it for your family. Believe it for your calling and say, I am walking in the days of glory and I'm going to experience the glory of God like I have never experienced it before. And therefore, that's what we are going to declare over this month of April, the days of glory. We are living in the days of glory. Tell your neighbor, we are living in the days of glory. One more time, we are living in the days of glory. And we shall experience the glory of God like we have never experienced it before. Our message this morning is walking in the newness of life. Walking in the newness of life. Walking in the newness of life. I said, The greatest injustice that can ever happen is for us to come out of the Passover experience like we've had and just go back to our normal lives, our usual lives, and akosmanga esenzegile, not because asiko in a sense of there's nothing that God has done, but simply because we decided to walk back to our old experiences, our old lives, and to walk back to the usual life that we have been experiencing all along, and just overlook the fact that God has done something great and something significant in our lives. Romans chapter number 6. I'm going to read from verse number 4 through to verse number 8. Romans chapter number 6 from chapter 4 through to from verse 4 through to 8. Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. We should walk in newness of life. In other words, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ paved a way for us to walk in the newness of life. Are we here, Bazalwane? Verse number 5, for if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, verse 6, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. Say, I am no longer a slave of sin. One more time, I am no longer a slave of sin. Verse number 7, for he who has died has been freed from sin. Verse 8, now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. We pray that you may speak to us this morning. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. One of the greatest things that our salvation experience has done for us, it is to liberate us from sin, the power of sin, and not only that, also from its guilt and shame. From its guilt and shame. I think the greatest thing that God can ever do for you is to remove the guilt that remains after you have done something wrong, trying to move on from it, trying to forget it. I'm not sure if in your life have you ever done something and you were ashamed of what you have done and it was so difficult to walk away from it. It was so difficult to forget it. It was so difficult to overcome the thought of the fact that out of all people, you did what you have done. Especially after you become a Christian, you become born again, you start going to church, and you know in your mind that you are now supposed to be doing good things, right things. And I'm not sure, Bazalwane, but all of us, once we become Christians, we become so naive that it is going to be easy to live a Christian life. And we just get in, we close our eyes, we move on, and we think all else will be well. You know, we are just going to cruise as Christians. And somewhere down the line, we are caught off guard. And we find ourselves doing something that we were not supposed to do. And that is one thing. I think the greatest struggle is to then deal with the sting that remains after you've done what you have done. And yes, you repent and yes, you pray. But the devil knows us. He knows which buttons to press. He knows how to remind us of something that is so difficult to walk away from, something that it is so difficult to forget. And once the guilt remains with us, shame begins to cover us. And we lose the boldness to approach God. We lose the boldness to pray. That's why, therefore, the Bible tells us of something very important, you know. And I know this scripture, maybe we quote it every now and then, but we don't know the power that is behind that scripture, where the Bible tells us that now that we are the children of God, we have boldness to approach the throne because of the blood of Jesus Christ. So in other words, we are not standing before God boldly because of the right thing that we have done, but it is simply because the blood of Jesus Christ is able to plead our case. The blood of Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us that it justifies us. You know, one thing when you stand before the magistrate or the judge in the court of law, I think the major function for your advocate, it is to justify maybe what you have done, to explain it in such a way that you are going to be declared innocent. Now, something that I have explored and we've been thinking about, I was talking to another friend of mine that the courts in most cases will, the best that they can do is to say you are not guilty. I have never heard of Ikala where they say you are innocent. They just say you are not guilty. Because the state cannot prove beyond any reasonable doubt that you've done what they say you have done. But you are based on the facts that are on the table. But it can happen for the court to say you are not guilty only to find that you are guilty. Does that make sense, Bazalwane? But again, even in as far as our walk with God is concerned, we can be able to justify ourselves before our friends, before our fellow brothers and sisters. But you know that unembeza wako sehlezi wedwa ebusuku will be able to confront you and say, but you know that you are guilty. And that kind of guilt, it is impossible to do away with because it becomes so real. It hits home. Ila unembeza wako becomes alive. And that's why even if you can kill a person and you can go before the court of law and the court can say you are not guilty, but at the end of the day, your conscience knows that you have done what you have been accused of. But one of the privileges that we have through the experience of salvation, and sometimes we can wonder, why do we have to replay this whole experience of being saved and come back and celebrate things like Passover? It is so that we can regain the power of being reminded that our sins have been forgiven. And when God does that, He deals with the guilt and the shame that sometimes stings so hard. And that's why, Bazalwane, we have got to take advantage of that and learn how to use it against the enemy. Because if we do not, the enemy knows how to use it against us. To remind us of everything that we have done and God has forgiven. And God, at that point, does not even know what you're talking about whenever you are feeling guilty about whatever it is that you are thinking about or the enemy is causing you to think about at that particular point in time. Are we here, Bazalwane? We thank God that God gives us victory over the power of sin. The Bible puts it this way. As a matter of fact, I want to read it in 1 Corinthians 15. Let's take it from verse 55. This is a scripture that is so popular. Oh, death, it says, where is your sting? Gufalupi utosi lwako. Oh, haze, where is your victory? This was in context to the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, Barcelona. Amen. And then in verse number 56, it says, the sting of death is sin. And then it says, and the strength of sin is the law. But verse 57 says, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what, Barcelona, I want us to be established on this morning. To understand that through salvation, God has given us victory over sin, over death and its sting. In other words, God does not want us to just simply have a religious experience of the fact that I am now a Christian, I am now going to church, but God wants us to walk in the freedom of being forgiven. The freedom of being forgiven, because unless you get to that level of walking in the freedom of being forgiven, you are always going to anticipate punishment. I'm going to say it one more time. Unless you walk in the freedom of being forgiven, you are always going to anticipate punishment. And as a matter of fact, you are also going to accept anything that is going to happen in your life, because at the back of your mind, and when I say anything, I mean any negative thing, any wrong thing, any bad thing, because at the back of your mind, you are going to say, I deserve it. As a matter of fact, I have no grounds of expecting anything different than the bad thing that is happening, because I am as guilty as charged. But I am here to remind you that God has given us victory over sin and death. In other words, the punishment that is also supposed to, the punishment that we were supposed to experience even when our sins were not forgiven, God has given us victory over it. You no longer deserve that punishment. As soon as you are born again, as soon as you now believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, in his death and in his resurrection, let me tell you this, you don't deserve the punishment anymore. Amen. There's absolutely nothing that you are supposed to accept in your life which is lesser than now the promises of God for you as a child of God. The reason why, Barcelona, I'm saying this, it is because I have seen that there are many of us as Christians who are struggling when it comes to walking in the newness of life. It is simply theory, but many of us, we are still walking around with the guilt and with the shame. And the devil knows. He sees us whenever we shrink in the presence of God. Whenever we lose the boldness of approaching the throne of God, the devil sees it. And once he picks it up, he amplifies it to make us to be more conscious of what God has already forgiven. Listen to me. When you are a child of God, you are now a child of God. You are forgiven. Your sins have been forgiven. Listen, whenever you have wronged me as an individual, your greatest fear would be if you know that there is something that you've done wrong against me, and you know that I know that you've done it, I have proof that you have done it. Let's maybe make it practical. If you have stolen money, maybe if I have left my phone here and you stole the phone and you walk out with it and you thought nobody saw you, and all of a sudden you see that there is a video that is circulating because you did not know that there is a camera inside the auditorium, and we now have the video footage of you walking out with the phone. Your greatest trauma will be, I don't want to meet Mfundisi. Even if ungangisabi, mawuthi uyangikala nje, mawuthi uyangibheka ngesimo somzimba. But the guilt and the shame, you are going to lose the boldness, the courage to meet me, because you are going to say, how am I going to explain this? Because there's proof. But if, for an example, while you are still struggling, you hear that I was aware, I was talking about it here on Sunday at church, and I said, I forgive you. And I said, I don't even want the phone back as long as you come back to church. Now, one of two things can happen. You can either believe it, that I have forgiven you, and you are going to regain the boldness and the courage to walk through those doors saying to yourself, I've been forgiven. Saying to yourself, even the way, because remember, for as long as you are still guilty and I have not pronounced forgiveness, wonke umuntu ozobe ekubheka mawungena uzobe ekubheka ngamehlo ukuthi nangilo otshontshe ifoni kamfundisi. Nasi lesigebengu, fihlana amafoni. Ungenile. And even if mhlawumbe you can gather some strength and say, let me just go on Sunday, but for as long as you don't know that you have been forgiven, as you walk through, you are going to imagine that people are now talking about you. People are now looking at you. The shame, the guilt, you are going to walk in not with the courage and the boldness, even if this is a church where we say it is a home for his people. But if you hear somebody says, on Sunday, he said he has forgiven you. And utibana nomunye epic and pay. And when they meet you, they are greeting you, they are hugging you, they are saying, man, we miss you at church. When are you going to come back to church? And you are wondering, no one is talking about ukuntshontshwa kwakhe cell phone. There's going to be a level of freedom that comes with that. There's going to be a level of liberty. But here's the thing. Many of us, we are Christians. Many of us, we are born again. Many of us, we say we are saved. But we can still feel the sting of the guilt and shame from the fact that we were sinners. Kusasenzima, to look at ourselves the way that God looks at us. At the back of our minds, we're still thinking, ukuthi uNkulunkulu usasipanisha namhlanje. As a matter of fact, that's why we don't even fight off the bad things that are happening in our lives, the disappointment, the things we lose, because we still feel like we are still being punished for the wrongs that we deserve it. We must not even fight it off. We must not even bind it because we are guilty at the end of the day. But Barcelona, I am just here this morning to remind us that through Jesus Christ, we have been given victory. The fact that we have been forgiven of our sins, that should not just say, I now qualify to attend church, but it says I need to walk in the liberty, in the freedom of the fact that I am now a child of God. I am accepted by God. I am received by God. And not only that, God gives us boldness to say, you qualify to stand before my throne and to ask whatever it is that any child of God can ask for. And that boldness does not come from our works. It comes from the fact that the blood of Jesus Christ pleads our case. Jesus Christ to this day is still our advocate. He's still our intercessor. He's still standing in the gap to plead our case before God. All that we have got to do, it is to connect ourselves to Jesus Christ, to understand that when I stand in the presence of God, I don't stand in my own power. I don't stand in my own strength. I don't stand in my own doing, but I am hiding under the blood of Jesus Christ. And whenever God looks at me, he is looking at me through the lens of the blood of Jesus Christ. In other words, before I can explain myself, the blood of Jesus has already done it. And to many of us, unfortunately, it's a struggle to live our Christian life to a point that we end up saying, you know what? I might as well surrender to a life of sin. I might as well accept that I will never live my life free of sin. Even when the Bible says that we are no longer slaves of sin. Even when the Bible tells us clearly that sin has no dominion over us anymore, but we end up surrendering, not because we could not walk away from it, but simply because the enemy was just simply playing mind games with us. Just telling us that you can never be clean. You can never be pure. You can never be accepted by God. You can never be the kind of a Christian that God would want you to be. It is my prayer that after this service, as we walk out of these doors, you are going to walk in freedom. You are going to walk in liberty. You are going to begin to look at yourself the way that God looks at you. You are going to look at yourself the way that heaven is looking at you. And you are going to walk in the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ with all of the benefits that come with it. Walk in that, experience it, tell yourself, I am here for it. I am here for everything that comes as a package with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yeah, but even now, as I'm talking, somebody is just, you know, struggling with what I am saying. It's a struggle. And maybe somebody even wants an opportunity to say, Mfundisi, I wish I can just sit down with you and explain the kind of a person that I am. Listen, you're a child of God. You're born again. Let me make this example. Maybe this thing that I'm about to say has happened to some of us. After I got saved, many years ago, when I got saved, went to the altar call, I was prayed for. The following week, on that day, I will feel guilty again and go to the altar call again and come back. And the following week, when they are talking about something different that I used to do before the initial altar call, I will feel guilty again and go back to the altar call again. Because I thought when God forgives, uzixolela 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. So for a long time, I felt like I don't qualify. I don't qualify. I still have got to go through a process. Zokuzibala. Angithi ibusiso nasizibala. So mhlambe nezono nazokufayile ngizibo one sin, one blessing. One sin, one blessing. One sin, one blessing. Listen, if you've declared your faith in Jesus Christ, your sins have been forgiven. Your sins have been forgiven. And all that remains is what? Is to walk in the newness of life. Walk in it. Now, God was not going to say it if it was not necessary. He was not going to tell us to walk in the newness of life. It means some of us, we are standing next to the newness of life. We are not walking in it. Some of us, we are looking at the newness of life that we are supposed to be experiencing, but we are not walking in it. That's why God had to leave it for us in scripture to tell us that now that you have been crucified with Jesus, now that you have experienced the same resurrection power like he has experienced it, now all that remains is to walk in the newness of life. In other words, uNkulunkulu ufisa kwangathi angasiphusha. Why are you standing here? Here is a whole new life that is waiting for you. And some of us, maybe we are, and sometimes we go back because the enemy, when we are trying to walk in it, he is pulling us back to that old world to tell us we don't qualify. We cannot walk in that life. We cannot live like that. We cannot be Christians for a long time. And many of us, even though sesingenile, we are anticipating 10 months from now. Because already I have decided I cannot be fully a Christian. I've accepted. And that is the lie that the enemy keeps on whispering in our ears. Pastor Lan, there is power in saying that you are born again. Lento sesidlale ngayo kakhulu yokuthi I am born again. And it bothers me because these days, there are many people who are using that phrase. I had somebody, I was having a conversation with this person, and this person was telling me their background and whatever, and then they said, and then I started going to such and such a place, that's where I was born again. I was like, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. You can't go to that place and be born again. Now being born again and that place are two different things. I you know, at that moment, and unfortunately at that moment, it was just time for me to listen to them. And in my heart already, I was saying, I'm about to break it down to you that you are not. And the reason why I am saying that, Bazolan, I don't want us to use the word being born again as a subscription term. For a lack of a better word. When I say subscription term, I mean, I have started attending church at Builders Church. And therefore, I am born again. Because being born again is something much more deeper than that. It's a supernatural experience that takes place in your spirit. Let me put it this way. When Jesus, for the first time, talks about being born again to Nicodemus, says, unless you are born again, you shall not see or enter the kingdom of God. Nicodemus says, I find it hard to understand what you are saying. Says, do you mean I must go back to my mother's womb and be born again? Now, Jesus says something powerful. Says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. In other words, your being born the first time made you the flesh that you are. Then it says, but that which is born of the spirit is spirit. So when he says you must be born again, he simply meant now the being born that I'm talking about, it is not a flesh thing, but it is a spirit thing. In other words, Jesus was implying God must give birth to you. God must give birth to you. God must do what? And then verse 12, John 1 verse 12 says, those who believed, God gave them the power, the privilege, to become the children of God. So our faith in Jesus Christ does what? Gives us what we need, or the ability to be born by God through our faith in Jesus Christ. Let us go back to school, 101, class lokuqala, ukuze ukhinga abe khona emhlabeni. Ukuze ukhinga abe khona emhlabeni, king. King did not just show up. Mina mangikhula bengazuthi abantwana balethwa nge-aeroplane. Bengazuthi sigcwele sibaningi nje la emhlabeni. Kunokufika ama-aeroplane ebusuku masilele. I deliver nje abantwana. That's what I knew. Mangibona i-aeroplane idlula. It's like, mama balethe umntwana. It's like somewhere la izolanda khona. Kunomntwana. Uma ungasondela uzothola kunomntwana. Like the greatest joy of being a pastor, what I enjoy the most as a pastor, what gives me fun, mama, as umfundis webandla. Abona siningi izinto ezenzakalayo la engizithandayo, mara le engizokutshela yona. When a single lady comes to report that they are pregnant, do you know what's their favorite phrase? I don't know what happened. And she's talking to me. And I'm married with two kids. I know what happened for me to have two kids. But here is Mary, the mother of Jesus, sitting across the table. She is pregnant, but she does not know what happened. And I'm always tempted to break it down to them and say, I know what happened. I was not there, but I know what happened. I did not see it when it happened, but I know what happened. I can guarantee you there is only one Mary who ever lived. That's why there's one mediator. So I'm not sure whether you're about to give birth to another mediator. But if that's not the case, I know what happened. So just in case you were preparing to come, please find another version. Please deliver me. Please deliver me. Set me free. And I'm about to tell them who the pilot is. So Jesus now says to Nicodemus, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. In other words, we all know that when we went to school, they had to break it down to us. Your parents were lying to you all along. For you to be born, for you to exist, here's probably they gave us that story because they did not want us to know what they did last summer. So, they tell us in school that there is a seed that is needed for anyone to be born. There is a seed that is needed. And that seed must be conceived. And it will be inside the womb. And then 9 months down the line, you are going to be born. So to be born again is no different. The Bible says, being born again, not of the corruptible seed, which was the first seed, corruptible because at the end of the day, this flesh dies. But then the Bible tells us, we are born again, not of the corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed. And the Bible says, this seed is the word of God. This seed is what? Is the word of God. So in other words, when we hear the word of God and we believe it with our hearts, conception takes place. The seed of the word of God is then conceived by our spirit. And then we are born again. Now, when we are born for the first time, Taban, in the flesh, we are going to have the likeness of the seed that, depending on which seed do we come from. Magui seed, yabantu, human beings. If my mother and my father were human, I'm going to be born and become a human being because the seed is from two human beings. But the second seed of being born again, the second seed of being born again is from the Spirit of God. Because the Bible tells us God is Spirit. Oh Lord. That's why the Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians chapter number 2, verse 1. This is Bible 101. It says, you and I, when we were born for the first time, we were dead in our trespasses. But we were walking around in the flesh because the flesh gave birth to us. So we were alive in the flesh, but dead unto God. But when we heard the word of God from the Spirit of God, the spiritual seed, and our spirit, conception took place and we were born again. Now, here's the deal. If the seed is from the Spirit and it connects with my spirit and I am born again, it means I have now the nature of God in me. Because when I was born the first time, I took the nature of the human beings that my parents are. And all that is now happening is that there's that conflict between this flesh that was born for the first time and now the substance which is of God, that I am now born again. And here is this God man on the inside of me trying to emerge and take his position. But the flesh now says, I never used to live my life like that. And now there's a conflict between these two. So when you say you are born again, you are saying there's now a God nature on the inside of you. And that God nature is simply trying to take its place and its position. But unfortunately, because my flesh used to have its way, there's going to be now conflict. The born again seed in me says I need to commune and to fellowship with God. The flesh says I want to sleep. The born again nature in me says I need to go to church to worship God. The flesh says I want to go to the club. That's why, Bazalwane, that's where the concept of fasting comes from. When we fast, we are not on a hunger strike. Yeah. When we fast, we are simply saying, we are going to starve the flesh. We are going to deprive the flesh of what feeds the flesh. The physical food that feeds the flesh. We are going to deprive the body of that food. That's why then Jesus says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which comes from the mouth of God. So when I am fasting, I am depriving my body of what feeds it. And I begin to feed from God more and more. That's why the Bible tells us that we need the milk of the word. And then it says to grow thereby. So that when we feed now, Lomuntu says, but tell me, that's a story for another day. So when I say I am born again, I don't mean I have started attending the church of the people who are born again. It's not a subscription. It does not mean I have filled in. Pastor Hope was talking about the iConnect card. When I fill in the iConnect card, it does not mean I am born again. It simply means I now attend that church. It simply means when I die, that's where I'm going to be buried from. When I get married, that's the pastor who's going to show up in my wedding. But when you are born again, you are simply saying, Jesus is the one who is going to show up when you are going to stand before the throne of judgment and say, I know this one. But here's the thing. When we were born again, we were recreated. Closing. When we were born again, you and I were recreated. I was alone. When we were born again, you and I, we were recreated. We ceased to just be children to our natural parents, but we became the children of God. We had a different nature that was developing on the inside of us, that our whole world has had to adjust and to conform itself, because that person who is growing on the inside of us has got different needs. Let me read this scripture, in Ephesians 2 verse 10 from the Amplified Version. It says, for we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, it says, Take note. Recreated where? In Christ Jesus. Recreated where? In Christ Jesus. So in other words, the minute I got saved, I was recreated. The minute I said, Jesus, I believe you as my personal Lord and Savior. What happened? I was recreated. I was recreated. In other words, I ceased from becoming just the person I used to be all along. And I was recreated. The Bible says, born anew. That is now being born again. Born anew. Take note that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. So number one, when we are born again, it means we are now new creatures. The Bible says he who is in Christ is a. He who is in Christ is a. So when I say I am born again, I am saying I'm no longer the person I used to be. It does not mean I have changed. The Bible says when you are born again, you are no longer the pusoletso you used to be before you were saved. The Bible says konke okwakudala kudlulile. The old has passed away. Sithi umuntu makashonile passed away. So the old person is dead, buried. Kwavuswa umuntu ebekafile. Makusaphila lo wenyama, lo wangaphakathi okuyena yena owadalwa uNkulunkulu bekafile. So when I get born again, there's kune transaction eyenzakalayo. Lo bekaphila sonke lesikhathi ufakwe ethuneni. Kukhisho lo bekufanele ngabe uyaphila. And I become a new creature. But here's the thing. Umntwana makazalo. Bona umtshelayo mama ukuthi makancela ibele fanele ize emlonyeni. Uba nomtshelayo omfundisayo ukuthi makunento ayidingayo kufanele akhale. Uba nomtshelayo ukuthi kuyalalwa. The nature of the seed azalwe ayiyo says, now I am hungry. I need something to go to my stomach. But ngisengakwazi ukukhuluma, so the only way I can express myself ukuthi ngikhale. Akusho ukuthi angeke akhulume. Akusho ukuthi angeke ahambe. Akusho ukuthi angeke agijime. Akusho ukuthi angeke aye esikolweni. But okwamanje kusho ukuthi usa adjusta in the nature that he is of being a human being. Because before then he existed in a world that did not need all of these things. For as long as he was inside the womb, he had to be fed in a certain way. He had to sleep when the mother is sleeping, maybe, I don't know. But he had to develop in a particular way. But until he was introduced to this world, he had to now grow and develop. And that's why for the first few years, it frustrates him. Lo mhlaba sika kuwo manje. Ngoba manje akajwayele yonke lento le. Sekufanele alale. Sekufanele adle. Kufanele ancele ibisi. Kufanele enze zonke lezi zinto. So all of us, when we are born again, we land into a world that we are not familiar with. Because before we were saved, we never had to wake up and pray. We never had to fast. We never had to go to church. We never had to give. We never had to watch what we say, watch what we watch, watch what we do. We never had to do all of that. And now all of a sudden there's a nature in me that makes me uncomfortable when I speak in a certain way. That makes me uncomfortable when I go to certain places. That makes me uncomfortable. But unfortunately, we delay to feed that nature so that that nature can become stronger and teach us how to walk in the newness of life. Say, I'm a new creature. You see, there's a reason why you are frustrated like this in your life. The reason why it seems as if your life is just frustrating you. It is because there's a conflict of the new nature on the inside of you that has got a different diet, that has got a different appetite, that has got different desires and aspirations. But the outside one who is supposed to be dead and buried, now you funo work. The Bible says we are now born anew. But secondly, now it says, so that we can do the good works that God has prearranged for us now. But unfortunately, the old person is not used to these good works. They're struggling to learn how to become generous all of a sudden. To learn to forgive all of a sudden. To learn to praise God all of a sudden. But here's our frustration, Mom. We are trying to get the old person to do the good works. And that's why it's frustrating us so much. Because the old man is not used to doing all of those things. Look, umntwana, all that you have to do, ukumfida, ukuze akhule, ukumfida ibisi. You are not going to spend your day and say, makahanjwa, awukhasi, uhamba so. All you have got to do, ukumfida lo mntwana. Ukumfida lo mntwana, umnike ibisi every day. Umnike purity, akhule. Atmase akuthanda uqina ushintshe diet, umfide at another level. And then all of a sudden you are surprised one day, Mama, where did that come from? The nature that he was born with dictates that ilendlela kufanele akhule ngayo. And that's how they are now going to walk in the newness of life. Before then, they live in this world that is full of many possibilities. They can become doctors, they can become nurses, they can become lawyers, but at the initial stages, they don't know how to walk into this world unless you as a parent, you introduce them to the proper world, you take them to school, you feed them, you do all of those things, and all of a sudden, they become more aware of the potential that is on the inside of them. They become more aware of their calling. They become more aware of their gifts. They become more aware of their skills. They become more aware of their intelligence. They become more aware of all of those things that were locked on the inside of them when they were born. So in other words, as a child of God, my main project is not to try and force my body to do the good works that it is not used to. My main project is to feed the new man. Feed the new man with the word of God. Feed the new man with the presence of God. That's my main agenda. And the more I focus on this one, number one, the more the sting of death goes. Because this new one is new. This new one is new. Yonke le history ephedayo okhuluma khayazi. Have you ever disputed the testimony of umuntu? Athi makakutshela ukuthi ubuyaphi, wenzeni la buya khona, izinto azenzile uthi correspond. Ayihlangani. Why? Because the new person that you have become. Bible says, okwakudala kudlulile. The Bible says, then we take the new path. So all of a sudden, your life begins to take a new direction. Because your appetite is now changing. All of a sudden, you no longer want to. Now, umtuan does not have to announce to you. Uteng right nebis. Ukula kwa kene develop. We are born appetite is changing. Nataka funa ukfitwa at a different level now. Because ngati kasa suit. Ngale bisik pel. Sekufuneka ngati ukthe ukqina qina kancane. So in other words, the more I feed this baby, the more my appetite is going to change. That the places I used to go to, all of a sudden, they no longer satisfy. The conversations I used to have, they no longer fulfill. The dreams and aspirations that I had, they no longer hit home. Ekhaya sebayamangala ukuthi the language is changing. The friends are frustrated with me because now I am beginning to develop in a different way. The way that I used to talk, the places we used to go to, they are not. In fact, Kuba is safe. I remember my last day in nightclub after being a Christian, because I grew up, especially after tertiary, you know, during tertiary, I was introduced to clubbing, and clubbing became my lifestyle. I used to be at a club every weekend. The Klanganisa no good DJ, Tandu music, and all of those things. Well, with other things that come with it. But I became a Christian. One day, another brother was also a Christian, by the way. Batubeganga Kulisumdwan. Just to me, let's go to a club, man. Hey, it's been a while. I just want to go and chill. We are not going to do anything. Let's go. We went. Remember, I sat down. It became a strange world to me. I looked around. I said, how did I survive here? Why would I want to subject myself to all of this thing that is happening? And I remember another guy that I used to attend tertiary with came to me. He saw me there and he came, he walked up to me and said, Jakes, hey, I got so irritated. And this was a person I used to live with at Pretoria Technicon. We used to vibe together, go to do leave this, but I was so irritated. I said to myself, I don't, unfortunately, this isn't a motto. I kindly asked him, I said, dude, can find it in your heart. Just for us to live. I'm not comfortable here. Remember, nobody told me that I must stop clubbing. But the new creature in me said, this is no longer your habitat. All of a sudden, I developed the hunger to do good things. Do the right things. Do the right things. And lastly, the Bible said in Ephesians 2, where we've read, then we live a good life that God has prearranged. Have you ever thought about this? God already decided before you and I were born. Shall I take you to the next level? Before you and I were born again, God's mind was made up. He wants us to live good lives. We are frustrated like this. It is a battle between the bad life that the enemy wants you to live and the good life that God wants you to live. David puts it this way, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I want us to walk out of this place, Bazalwane, and walk into this newness of life that God has ordained for us. Let's walk away from the shame, the guilt. Let's walk away from this kind of life that the enemy is selling to us, deceiving us, making us believe that we can live a good life by the standards of this world, maybe by our friends who are just suggesting that impilo esiyiphila is not good. There is a good life that God has ordained for us. It's a new life that is found in Christ. And I think my biggest assignment as a pastor is to help Christians live this life. I think if I can just maybe fail in everything else, I cannot fail in this one. To give us a wake-up call, Barcelona, to say, there is more in God than what we have already explored, especially as isizwe esimnyama. Many of us, we say we are Christians. We say we are born again. We say we are saved. But yet, we have not yet fully walked in the newness of this life that is found in Christ. Maybe we've tasted it here and there. Maybe the best experience for us, it is to enjoy church services. But after that, we go back to a life that has no tangible proofs that we are now born again. Many of us, our family members, are laughing at us. They, to this very day, they are still doubting the fact that we are Christians. They are still doubting the fact that in Sindi Soyetia 7 Zela. Because we have become so religious about it. We think the only thing that is there in Christianity is just the fact that Nkonze Builders Church. Let's please stand on our feet. Nkonze Builders Church, my church is cool. My pastor is cool if he is cool. It's not doing that. And outside of that, there's absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. I want us to go back home, study that verse, extract those four things, and begin to pray to God. And say, God, help me to experience all of these things in my life. Help me to become the new creature that you say I am. Help me to do the good works from that new creature, from that new nature that I have from you. Help me to walk in the paths that you have preordained for me. And help me to live the good life that you have ordained for me. Don't stop until you experience what the Bible refers to as the fullness of the gospel. Tell yourself, I'm not going to stop. Because we cannot fool ourselves. We cannot fool the world. We cannot fool our colleagues. We cannot fool our neighbors, Bazalwane. There has got to be tangible results in our lives that we are born again. What do we mean when we say we are born again? Gasebenzela na. Is it producing results in our lives? Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you that we are forgiven. We thank you that we are free, O God, from the guilt and the shame. We thank you that, O God, the old man is buried. We thank you that the new man, O God, has been raised back to life. We thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that is from today, we shall walk in this newness of life. We thank you, O Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that as your children, O God, we shall grow. We shall increase. We thank you that, O Father, we shall be fed with the milk of your word, the bread of your word, O God, and the meat of your word, so that we can become mature, grounded and established in the faith, so that we can experience the goodness of the Lord even in the land of the living. We refuse, oh God, to settle for anything less than what you have prepared for us. Anything less than what you have preordained for us, prearranged for us. Father, today in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you that we shall walk out of this place and walk in the fullness of the newness of life. Not only will we experience it, oh God, but our families will see it. Our colleagues will see it. Our friends will see it. Our neighbors will see it, oh God. Thank you that your light will shine in and through our lives, oh God. We will become the light of the world that you said we are. You said, oh God, the light cannot be put under the table, but it is supposed to be put on the table, oh God, for the world to see. You said, oh God, so that the world may see our good works and glorify you in heaven. We thank you today in the name of Jesus Christ that we are not going to die in the wilderness. We are not going to die, oh God, before we reach, oh God, our place of promise, oh God. Our place of the fulfillment of the prophetic promises, oh Father, that you have given unto us. Father, we give you praise. We thank you, oh God, that in this church, oh Father, you raise up a generation of men and women, oh God, in the name of Jesus, who are going to display your glory, who are going to shine forth your light. Siyabonga nkulunkulu wethu. We are born again. We are the children of the Most High God. We are saved. We are healed. We are delivered. We are free, oh God, to live the kind of life that you want us to live. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. And the people said, amen and amen.
Thank you once again for listening to the message today. We trust that you were blessed by it. Please do subscribe to our podcast to receive new messages every week. Thank you very much and keep on building.